Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Pull up with a bad bitch, ayy. I ain't never settling for average, ayy. Shawty said she wanna see my savage, ayy. Goddamn, goddamn. Henny gripping and I'm saucing. Two cups, deuce up, is how I'm rocking. I do this every day, I do this often. Goddamn, goddamn. I always been this nigga if you know me. Go get it, and my niggas, them my homies. We on the court, you in the nosebleeds. You say you gon' do it, nigga, show me. Pull up in a limo, feel like Ric Flair. 10 bad hoes, I'm a nigga nightmare.
Welcome everybody to this episode of the Being Technical Podcast. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Once again, I'm your host, Aaron Bien, where I'm always technical, but not always practical. Appreciate y'all once again for tuning into this episode. For my new listeners out there that are just now listening to this podcast for the first time, if you'd like to catch up on some previous episodes and see what this podcast is about, you can stream, you can subscribe to this podcast and listen to any previous episodes and see what I like to be technical about. But I will warn you, there might not be some practicality. For my previous listeners, as always, however you're streaming this podcast, I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Once again, this podcast is available on all major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, also streamed straight from the Anchor app. Obviously, this is my favorite time of the year. I love talking about this. Obviously, the football season, the NFL season, and even college football is right around the corner. The NFL is finally back and ready in action. Training camp has officially begun. Football is upon us. And now from here on out, there will be football every week. And I am excited. I have been tuned in following the following football. Obviously following, as you all may know, the diehard Minnesota Vikings fan that I am. And I must say, it has been an interesting start of camp, to say the least. Obviously, going in, I had this, as always, even though I should know better, this false sense of optimism, believing that finally this is the year that they will finally put everything together and finally make a trip to the Super Bowl. And then to start off the season, to start off the offseason, obviously, we were gleefully optimistic with the Packers having their whole debacle and their issues with their... the issues with Aaron Rodgers, and is he going to come back? Is he going to play? Oh, he doesn't want to play for the Packers anymore. And they were on the verge of self-implosion, obviously, with their starting quarterback, also the reigning MVP, Aaron Rodgers, wanting out, frustrated with his organization. And then with the Vikings slowly but surely making key free agent signings, improving that defense, drafting the offensive line, and then finally signing the player that I have been harping about all offseason. They finally signed him, Dede Westbrook, to finally complete that wide receiving trio with Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, and also with Dalvin Cook, and making them possibly a very highly explosive offense with new, obviously with a new offensive coordinator, Clint Kubiak, possibly going to be working his way through the offense and possibly adding new wrinkles and making them an explosive offense. And also the emergence of Irv Smith, giving him that hybrid wide receiver, tight end, dynamic also. So I was very highly optimistic, thinking like, oh, this team's going to be great. They can take the division. No Aaron Rodgers, rookie quarterback for the Bears, Detroit Lions, obviously in another rebuild mode. New coach. I thought the Vikings could easily run away with this division. And then all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers makes his return back to the Packers, redoing his contract, coming back, and then them trading for their old buddy, Randall Cobb, who's a good friend of Aaron Rodgers. So the Packers finally put everything back together and back in the East. And then, all of a sudden, Kellen Mond tests positive for COVID, in which putting Kirk Cousins at high risk. So they're both out due to COVID protocols. Just to start off the training camp, as well as the other quarterback, Nate Stanley. And that's already putting the Vikings behind. And so they were forced to play or go into camp with their only lone quarterback, Jake Browning, who happens to be vaccinated. So due to the new NFL protocols and policies, he was able to still practice with the team. And I must say, with Jake Browning, he has taken full advantage of the opportunity that's been given to him. I think he, from what I've heard, he's been shining, and he's been playing well in camp and training camp so far. So he solidified himself at minimum a backup quarterback job. So good for that. Is a perfect example of seizing the opportunity when given to you. So good job to Jake Browning. Hopefully we get Kirk Cousins back. But I must say, the coach Mike Zimmer has, not only Mike Zimmer, but as many other coaches, Mike Zimmer is not shy with his words. He has no shame in calling things out and speaking his mind. And he has not been very pleased with the situation. And also not with only Kirk Cousins, but other star players, assuming Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen, and Harrison Smith are the three most important players, as well as captains on your football team, all unvaccinated. And the coach harping that with all that's went on last season with protocols, masks, you would think that now that there's a vaccine available, that they would take advantage of it just so it does not put a hamper on the season. Obviously, one of the most important positions on a football team is a quarterback. And if the quarterback chooses to put himself at risk and sabotage, let's say, a season where he has to mix games, you miss a game, you lose, and that could cost you a playoff game, an impossible chance at the division, I can see why the head coach would be upset. And that's where and obviously it's been an ongoing issue. Obviously other players such as Patrick Peterson, Stephon Diggs, they've spoken out about, you know, the betterment of the team, that getting the vaccine would, you know, if you are a team player, you would take the vaccine and not hinder the season just because of your beliefs of the vaccine and not getting vaccinated. I think this issue of the vaccine, especially within the NFL and the locker room, could implode and divide teams this season, because it's just a raising concern, a very controversial topic that I've noticed it's going to, especially with the NFL's plan to have a full stadium and having strict protocols with players. If they're vaccinated, they're allowed to be around. And then obviously the Vikings already started off with one of their co-offensive coordinators, offensive line coach, run game coordinator, Rick Dennison, refusing to get the vaccine because he's considered a tier one quarterback, a tier one offensive, tier one coach. They were forced to make him step down and be a senior offensive advisor because due to the NFL protocols, he is not allowed to engage with players. So the most he can do is hold Zoom meetings and consult from afar. So that it was already another inconvenience already to start the season. And then you have players like Cole Beasley speaking on getting unvaccinated, and then that Bills locker room is already split up. You already had Stephon Diggs saying accountability and speaking about accountability and basically, you know, with his cryptic message, like the team is better, you know, if you are a team player, you're willing to do what's best for the team moving forward and getting vaccinated. Obviously the issue, not only with the NFL, but with society as a whole, as my body, my choice when it comes to the vaccine. And this is my thought on the vaccine as an individual myself that is vaccinated, and I took upon me to get vaccinated for the betterment of society, as well as my family, friends, and all the folks that I encounter with. However, obviously, when it comes to freedom, everyone has their right to their choice. You're not being forced to take the vaccine. If you don't feel comfortable taking the vaccine, or if you just don't believe in the vaccine, you have every right as a citizen to not be forced to take something that you don't want to take. However, there is a double-edged sword. There is also both sides to the coin, because also these institutions such as the NFL, as well as major private entities in this country. They also have the right to enforce a vaccine, and they could advise you aren't allowed to work, you aren't allowed to come to work unpaid. They can enforce many rules if they don't want you, if you are choose not to take vaccinated. Just remember, there is always consequences for your choices. So at the same time, you do have every single right to not get vaccinated, but at the same time, you have to be willing to endure the repercussions that come with it. Because everyone speaks about, oh, it's a free country, it's a privacy measure. Why are they forced to speak on getting, why do they have to tell you they're getting vaccinated? Because at the end of the day, these private entities can force whatever rules, policies they feel is best for their leagues. Because at the end of the day, sure, it's about safety of the fans, safety of the coaches. Obviously, there's coaches out there that have possible health issues, such as Mike Zimmer, who's had health scares in the past, and the Washington football team head coach, Ron Rivera, also being a cancer survivor. He doesn't feel comfortable with being surrounded with players that are unvaccinated, now putting himself at risk. So at the same time, the NFL and these coaches also have the right to be upset at their own players and their own staff for not getting vaccinated. And when you look at the statistics, so far with the NFL being 90% vaccinated, the Minnesota Vikings, my team, of course, being the team with the lowest vaccination rate at 64.5%, I think this could get ugly fast. I think this could derail a season when your star quarterback's not playing. And then looking back, when, and speaking of vaccination, think about when you're in elementary school. A lot of schools would not let children into their facilities or attend their schools if they're not vaccinated. A lot of jobs and professions ask you to be vaccinated for certain vaccines before you enter their college and workforces. So at the same time, if you feel the need, and sure, you have the right to not get vaccinated. You have every single right to feel it's your body, your choice. But at the same time, these private entities such as the NFL have every right to enforce a vaccination policy. So you can't have it both ways. You can't get upset that you're being forced to take a vaccine. And so now the NFL and the owners, especially if they start advising their players, hey, you have to be vaccinated or you're going to miss game checks. Or if we have to miss games because of an outbreak and we have to forfeit games, we have every right to void your payments. And not only that, it can go sideways. If you have an outbreak and you're forced to forfeit a game, and not only the five players that had to miss the game don't play, everybody's forced to forfeit, and now they're not forced, and now they don't get paid for that game. No matter how many millions of dollars these guys get, nobody wants to miss a game check. Especially for the players that are vaccinated, individuals that are vaccinated, why should they have to suffer and lose out on their money when it comes to, because a few players chose not to get vaccinated and now they have to endure the repercussion? I think you have to look at it on that sense, that if you're not willing, I shouldn't have to suffer for your choice or your ignorance or whatever the case may be. And I'm not here into politics or speak politics. That is not what I do on this podcast. If everybody knows, I'm all for everyone can believe whatever they feel. However, at the same time, if your choice is a detriment to the greater good, I think that's where you can come off and look selfish, not a team player, especially as an individual. If you are a captain, if you are the star quarterback, I think you should at least take into consideration the importance of the role you play on the team as well as the greater good. Because I can see why Mike Zimmer is frustrated. That man is coaching for his job. This could be it for him. This is finally he get all the pieces he needs on defense. He's got the offensive weapons. He's got a winnable conference in the NFC. He could make a risk. Could be his only chance as a head coach to ever make a Super Bowl run. And his star quarterback, his star wide receiver, and his star tight safety are choosing to get unvaccinated, putting themselves at risk to miss games. In which, I don't care what you say, if Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen, and Harrison Smith are all out one game, I could put my money on the Vikings will not win that game. I don't care who they play. And when it comes to the NFL is about two things and two things only. Sure, the game is a beautiful thing to watch, but most importantly, it's about winning football games, and it's about the bottom line, the money. So if you put a hinder in either one of those two or even both, then you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem with the owners, because now not only are you're messing with their money and you're messing with players' money and the league money and revenue, and also you're hindering the coaching staff and them possibly winning as many football games as possible and possibly compete for a championship. That's when your choices can have a domino effect when it comes to the consequences of your decision. So when it comes down to it, sure, you have a personal choice to get it or not get it, but at the end of the day, you also have to look at the collective good. How does your decision affect not only yourself, but your fellow teammates, your coaches, and even your owner, and even the league as a whole? For a league that lost so much money, as you can see, just last year, not only the NFL, the NBA, Major League, MLB, all these leagues lost so much money due to COVID, not having fans in the stands. Teams having outbreaks, rescheduling, the amount of stress it put on officials that run these leagues to put a product together. But obviously with the break, with outbreaks of COVID, and not only within the NFL, even in society as a whole, you want to think, how does my sole decision have a greater impact on the collective good? And I think that's where you have to sit down and think about how your decisions affect the common, the greater good moving forward. So at the end of the day, you have a personal choice. You have every right, your freedom to make that decision. But at the end of the day, you also have to be able to face the consequences of your actions as well as how you affect others. So this can go one of two ways. This can either bring teams together and they play for one another, or this can split a locker room, derail your season, and possibly cost people their jobs. And with Mike Zimmer, I don't blame him one bit. If he has to lose his job because a few players chose to make a personal decision, then that's where it affects his life also, because now he's going to be unemployed and he has to give up his dream job just because players did not want to get the vaccine, and it cost him games and it cost him his job and his livelihood. Because I know Mike Zimmer, the man was willing to coach damn near blind. That is how much this means to him and how much he loves coaching football. So when you look at, you should look at things not only on an individual standpoint, but also look at it as a collective good. Look at it through the lenses of others before you make the decisions. And at the end of the day, there are more things to worry about than just yourself. And that is not just only for players, but also individuals, law-abiding citizens, in society as a whole. And I think that is something that we should all look into when making decisions of this magnitude. Obviously, let me know your thoughts. Obviously, you can tweet me, Just Being Aaron, also on Instagram, Just Being Aaron. If you want to follow me on my social medias, as well as subscribe to this podcast. I will have more coming with this topic as the season goes on. Share my thoughts and opinions. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. It's again, this podcast, however you are streaming this podcast, available on all major platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. You can also stream me straight from the Anchor app. That's all I got for y'all today. Until next time. I'm out.
Say a word. Technical foul, Wallace. He's
close to me. Devil too close to me. Devil too close to me. I see my enemies turn friendly and get close to me. I seen a movement from a distance. They approach me. I don't trust nobody. The burner make them toast to me. Used to get blessings from my grandma before I leave out for my day. She the reason that I'm here. No, any day could be my day. Countless Sleepless nights had situations that ain't almost go my way. I'm still standing by my mission, I'ma do this shit my way. Remember laying on my deathbed, I couldn't speak, my body bleeding, I was restless. They stuffed them tubes down through my throat cause I was breathless. My mama never left my side, she was my best friend. I seen the tears run out her eyes and it was endless. Ain't had no fear up in my heart, my soul was stressless. He done blessed me with a chance when I was helpless. I promise I would never lose and I forget this. Remember me said if I die today, know what I tried to say. Hitting my grandma isn't straight, that shit's a tragedy. I see him hunting niggas down there causing casualties. This hell on earth, it ain't no place to raise a family. I pray the Lord to see, I pray my soul to keep. Say my three prayers every night before I go to sleep. I know I'm never gonna get what isn't supposed to be. Changes in my life, devil too close to me. Said I need changes in my life, no I need changes. So many people around me but they feel like strangers. Don't get too close to me, you know I get anxious. I seen the devil, I hope God sent me some angels. We in a crisis, walk outside and feel like we at war. My block is ISIS, turn the TV on and bodies dropping, we can't fight this. I survived the day but we don't treat it like it's priceless. When we at them funerals, the only time we righteous. Yeah, I need blessings on me. I know many niggas want their weapons on me. I know I've been paranoid, I watch them closely. But I just heard my nigga got shot by his homie. Damn, that shit so cold to me. Can't nobody tell me nothing, my hood still got hope in me. I just want my millions, don't want nobody to notice me. No killer, but no nigga getting close to me. Said if I die today, know what I tried to say. Straight, that shit's a tragedy. I see them hunting niggas down there causing casualties. This hell on earth, it ain't no place to raise a family. I pray the Lord to see, I pray my soul to keep. Say my three prayers every night before I go to sleep. I know I'm never gonna get what isn't supposed to be. But I need changes in my life, devil too close to me.